The Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief, Emma Tucker, told Stuff that after meeting his lawyers for the first time, it became clear that reporter Evan Kerskovich's health is good. She added that Kerskovich is grateful for the outpouring of support from around the world. Evan's family, she explained in the message, are relieved to know we finally have contact with Evan. Last Thursday, a Moscow court ordered Kerskovich to remain in pre-trial detention until May 29th on espionage charges, which could carry a prison term of up to 20 years. Tucker said she was pleased that the United States government discussed the case with Russia.
The fact that Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to his counterpart is hugely reassuring to us. We know that the US government's taking the case very seriously, right up to the top. And as I say, that for us has been, you know, gratifying to know that they take it as seriously as they do.
She and others have strongly denied the reporter has been involved in espionage. Instead, they suggest that the charges are linked to his writings that may have upset Moscow. Kerskovich's stories have included reports on Russians facing repression and Russians mourning Ukrainians killed in Moscow's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. As fighting continues, there was concern Wednesday about the security around Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, which Russian forces have occupied. Russian media said a Ukraine drone crashed near the site ahead of a visit by the chief of the global nuclear watchdog in Russia for talks on the plant's security. International Atomic Energy Agency head Rafael Grossi was due to travel to Russia's Kaliningrad region on Wednesday. At the same time, Ukraine's president crossed the border with Poland. Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, were welcomed in Warsaw with military honors. Poland's president Andrzej Duda also awarded Zelensky with Poland's oldest and highest civilian distinction, the Order of the White Eagle, citing his attitude and bravery in Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.